Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey. This is Stephanie Mills and the power of God.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is absent. His power is always present. Oh, yeah. yearning. It's natural for us to yearn for God, for we were born in His love. Healing. God is love, and love is real. It's an eternal creation, and nothing can destroy it. Oh my God, yeah. Believe it. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. Well, yeah. See, you're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of The Learn Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Wow, that's Stephanie Mills, the power of God. The power of God. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Welcome, welcome, family. Wow, the power of God. The power of God. It's so amazing. The power of God. Ooh, I'm talking about the power. Ooh, I love that song. I just love that song. All right, family, we're going to get ready in time with the end. As we recognize that there is only one power and one presence, the whole universe. On this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. All right, family, we're going to say our affirmation. And as we say our affirmation this morning, we just want us to feel it. Feel it in our soul. Feel it in our heart. Feel it in our mind. Because there's nothing like the power of God. The power of God. Y'all know, you know I want to sing. I'll bust out on y'all in a moment, right? As we just let the favor of God bless our soul this morning. As we just let the power of God flow through our body this morning. As we recognize that the power resides in us. And as we become one with the one, putting our hands on our heart this morning, just saying thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And together, thy will be done this day. Today is a day of divine completion. And I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. I just want you to see miracles following miracles and wonders never ceasing in your life. Thy will be done when this day, today is a day of divine completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, for this perfect day where miracles are following miracles and wonders shall never cease. Last time, thy will be done. On this day, today is a day of divine completion, and I give thanks for this, where miracles shall follow miracles, and wonders shall never cease. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking, Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will come from my beloved I Am presence. I give thanks right now, God, that you remove all of me in this right now moment, God, and allow the Spirit. The Spirit of your presence to come forth in my expression in this right now moment. God, I give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, I give thanks for the expansion of the love journey. I give thanks for the opportunity to go to Peru, God. I ask you to keep me in my traveling. I ask you to bless my comings and my goings, God. I ask you to bless this day, God, I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and speak to somebody's heart. I ask you to open up your windows and pour out a blessing today, God. A blessing that won't be room enough to receive it. Holy Spirit, I give thanks for this opportunity to come together with my family. to break bread, spiritual bread, each and every morning. God, I give thanks for the opportunity to break spiritual bread and to be fed and downloaded spiritual food, God. I'm so grateful, God, for this opportunity to come higher, God. I'm so grateful, God, to come together higher in this right now moment, God. I just, oh, Holy Spirit, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, allowing us to have another day to come together, spiritual food, knowing that you are all there is, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm just so grateful, Holy Spirit. I just woke up full, Holy Spirit, just full from your knowing that you were always here, never leaving nor forsaking, God, and always in the blessing business, God. Always in the blessing business. I thank you for breakthrough, God. I thank you because somebody needed a breakthrough. Holy Spirit, I thank you for harvest time, God. I thank you for multiplying, amplifying, and spiritualizing our opportunities, our influence. Holy Spirit. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Mother, Father, God, as we rise today in total dependency upon you, decreeing and declaring only good for our life today. Decreeing only good over our year, over our family, over this day, over our business, and over our possessions. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we arise today to take our rightful place in this world, come, Holy Spirit. As we decree this day is filled with strategic encounters, this day is pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential, God. We speak that it is filled with wonderful surprises and with supernatural breakthroughs and miracles that should follow us each and everywhere we go. That the best of today will become the worst of tomorrow, God. For every day shall be sweeter and sweeter, God. We decree and declare right now that this is our defining moment. Thanking you, God. Thanking you, God, for prosperity, financial freedom, great health. God, we thank you right now that we decree that we are all that you are, God. God, we ask you to grant us strategic, prosperous, and successful living today, God. Fill our mind with wisdom and knowledge and love of the true identity that you gave us. God, that when you were, that when we were formed and created in the womb of our mother's belly, you decreed nothing but success over us, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, nothing but success. We thank you that our mission is clear, our vision is unobstructed, that our intentions are pure, that our motivation is solid, God, that our relationships are healthy. Thank you, God. You shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. Oh, come, that we have, that we would leave a legacy right now, God, for the next generation, God, today, God, that we would live in a prosperous, healthy environment. Thank you for the prosperous works of our hands this morning, God, that everything we touch, God, come on, Holy Spirit, bless and anoint these hands, that everything we touch, God, shall turn to prophetic platinum gold, God, that our life, our family, and our friends will be blessed with all good things, God, and that our life will forever reflect the shimmer of your glory, the shimmer of your divinity in us, God. That our life will forever reflect great friendships, favor, God, affluence, influence, and happiness, and support, God, beauty and purpose and opulence, God. Oh, I just give thanks right now for your unconditionally loving us, God, that we are unconditionally loved, celebrated, revered, appreciated, and honored beyond measure, and that a human, we give thanks, God, this day, this opportunity to manifest and make manifest the glory of you in us right now, God. We leave this prayer right now, God, knowing that it shall not be void, God, that it shall not return void, God. We know that everything, even before we say it, is already done, God. You said I will answer before you call, God. And so I give thanks right now, God, for your love, for your mercy, that will follow us all the days of our life. That we will be so anointed, God. Be so anointed with the anointing of Abraham, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Come on, God. We will be so anointed this morning with the love of God. We will be so anointed with the anointing of Solomon right now, God, for wealth and wisdom, God. That you will lead us and guide us and direct us with not only the wealth but the wisdom, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I just give thanks right now for the anointing of David. Ooh, the anointing of David on our lips, our cup, ooh, runneth over. Thank you for the heart of David. And so it is. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, family. As we take a few minutes to honor our ancestors, we just give thanks for those beautiful energies that walked this planet before us as we pay homage. And I just want to say thank you to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom, who was the vehicle that used me to come to this planet. God, I'm just so grateful. Mama Colette Grant, who was the vehicle to assist me in birthing the love journey. Who every day when I get off the line would call and say, good morning, my sister, my daughter, she called me all the things. And I just thank her presence for seeing in me what I couldn't see in myself, for holding the space when I didn't know. Thank you, Mama Colette. Good morning. As we send love into her, as we pay homage into her energy, into her seeds that I were planted right here on this earth, we send lots of love into your ancestors this morning as we speak their name, honoring the presence of the ancestors this morning. Good morning, ancestors. To our known and unknown ancestors, we pay homage. To the most beneficent angelic family, we say good morning, angels. Welcome to the call. And as we honor and invite and invoke the archangels, good morning, as we honor and invite and invoke the beautiful ascended masters, good morning. Spirit guides and master guides, giving thanks for their presence, our spiritual committee, honoring the earth, Mother Nature, good morning, Mother Nature, Father Sky. To all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil, we honor the universe this morning, sending lots of love out. And this morning, I give thanks for each and every one of you The love in me honors and greets the love in you. The God in me honors and greets the God in you this morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love, Love, Love Journey. A place where love resides. I'm always super excited to come in this place in presence of God in each and every one of us. You know, I love how God does with God. God just is just super amazing. And so I just want to say welcome to another lovely day. This is Jill Scott, and then we're going to come back. This is a remake of Bill Withers' Lovely Day. This is Jill Scott's version.
You are now listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott, from The Vault, Volume 1. You fell in love with Jill Scott in the first place. Have a lovely day.
I love you. Have a lovely day. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, Lady J, Love Goddess, Lady Love. That's me, family. All right, we're going to talk about fearlessness. Ooh, we're going to talk about fearlessness. Fearlessness. What does that really mean when we think about fearlessness? When we think about being fearless, I remember when I was putting together my trip to go to Peru. You know, I leave Saturday, family. Again, just to remind you, next week we will be off the whole week because I leave for Peru on Saturday to go sit with a shaman. So my sister is a very traditional Christian. And she was like, you going to Peru by yourself? First, she wanted to get me in fear. So, you know, already, you know, I had my own reservation because I've never been there. You know, just all the thought processes that was going through my mind when I was paying for my trip, doing everything. And she was like, you going by yourself? I said, yeah. She was like, that doesn't sound like wisdom. I said, well, this is something I really want to do. And then when she read about everything that I'm, you know, I was supposed to be doing, she was like, oh, my God. She, and even over here yesterday, and she went through a whole thing, right? Before I even pay for it, she'd been going through this whole thing about me going, what if this happened? What if you going? I said, well, the same thing that can happen over there can happen here. But at least we're here. I said, I just was telling her, just please send me love. Please send me love. Stop putting all that energy into my trip, right? I was thinking about fear last night when I was going to sleep. How easy fear tries to rise up in your experience, especially when you're doing new things, moving to new levels, creating a new process for yourself. Easier to stay in a familiar environment than to move into an unknown. And we even see that in the children of Israel, where they said, it is easier to serve an unknown God than it was to go into an unknown place. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. How can that be? And how we let fear stop us? I don't think that we can ever live without fear. But it's what we do with the fear. So let's talk about that today. A lot of times we stay in bondage because of our limited and restricted beliefs in some form. It is through our bondage experience that a lot of times we even come to ourselves inwardly and outwardly. Your bondage experience can even motivate you to want to rise out of that limitation and go forward to something better. The great cause of bondage is this. Most of us have believed that we're either helped or hurt by other people, that we received our good from outside circumstances, people or events, but our good really comes to us from within our own being. God, the presence of God in us is the fountainhead of all that is good in us and all around us. When you realize this, that nothing anyone does or say or fails to do or say, can shake you up or keep you from claiming what God has for you. You see, our good cannot be withheld from us. Our good cannot be even taken away from us. No person, thing, or event can keep that from which is for us and what the universe has for us now. The universe has unlimited good for us. And all we have to do is accept it, receive it, and experience it. It's almost watching the shackles of poverty falling away when you begin to boldly declare and see God's work. You see, when Moses tried to show the Hebrews, they considered themselves slaves in Egypt. Moses pointed out they need not remain slaves to the Egyptians. And as an expression of God on the planet, they were heirs to all that was good. God, Jehovah Jireh assured them their own promised land flowing with milk and honey. But they had to rise out of the financial limitation imposed by the Egyptian first. They had to make the effort to claim their promised land of abundance. It's so much sweet. It is a time to awaken to the great truth that you are not a servant to life difficulties. Though you are an heir to the unlimited good of the universe, the lavish good only awaits your recognition and your acceptance of it. And you know what's interesting about acceptance is that most of the time, we don't feel good enough. We don't feel worthy of God's good. You see, at the time Moses appeared on the scene, the Hebrews were in great trouble. They did not know how to get out of bondage. What's so amazing about the universe, Mother, Father, God? You see, God always sends a Moses to help us get out the bondage experience too. You see, here Moses symbolized the law of mind action. Let's say that together. Moses symbolizes the law of mind action. He shows us how to use our mind powers constructively so that we are freed from troublesome experiences of life. Even though we think about these things and we hear these things, but do we really experience it in our heart? And even though we see a lot of times our great leaders and spiritual leaders and dynamic people, the one thing that's often important is that we have to realize that we have to be consistent about claiming, declaring, and using our mind power. Moses even, I'm sure, persistently claiming his freedom from Pharaoh, and so must us. You see, Pharaoh symbolizes any problem in our life right now, which you want freedom from. Pharaoh symbolizes right now wherever experience that is going on. What is your Pharaoh? You see, Moses appeared before Pharaoh again and again and again, saying, "Let my people go." You see, when Moses started out, he didn't start out quite so confident in the idea that he could convince Pharaoh to let the people go. But he did it anyway. He had to start somewhere. You see, we can never get out of bondage until we begin to speak the words of freedom. You see, rather than talk about our problems, which most of us do, we must begin to think about something bigger than our problems. I want you to marinate on that. Do we focus in on our problems? Are we too busy focusing in on the problem and not seeing the end result? Are we focused in on the problem? I want you to really think about this. I want you to think about that, because when we focus in on a problem, we bring more of those problems. When you talk and talk about your problems, I'm telling you, because the description of what you talk about is going to multiply. The words that you bring into spirit is going to amplify. You see, the Hebrews have repeatedly cried out against the taskmaster, rather than speaking words of freedom from them. And I want you to think, this is so important in getting out of our own bodies. Just stop talking about it. Negative situations want you to feel bad about them. Your disturbing words feel negation and keep it alive in your life. When you stop feeling bad about negative appearance, they fade away for lack of attention. And when you release them, you become free from them. To the pharaohs of bondage in your life, speak words of freedom. You see, when Jehovah God, Most High, told Moses he was to go to Pharaoh and demand freedom for the Hebrews, Moses objected because he was not a good speaker. When Moses was asked to go to the Pharaoh by God, how many know Moses wanted to negotiate his way out? Come on, somebody. Moses wanted to negotiate his way out. God, I'm not a good speaker. I think Aaron will make a better presenter to Pharaoh because Aaron is a much more eloquent speaker than I am. How many know that Moses was afraid? He didn't have, like, I told God, I don't think you want me on this prayer line, God. I don't know the Bible. I don't pray well, God. I don't have a good command of the English language yet. I tried to negotiate my way out. I felt like Moses because it was fear. Fear of being, I'm not sure, it was just fear. Fear of maybe being seen. Fear of being judged, fear, whatever the fears were. And Moses felt like Aaron was a better speaker. You see, the word Aaron symbolizes strength. It took great strength for Moses to appear repeatedly before Pharaoh and ask for freedom, especially when his request was not being granted. And I want to think about another word for strength. Let's talk about courage. I would say it took Moses great courage. And the reason why I wanted to use the word courage, because the core word, C-O-U-R, the etymology of that word, the Latin expression is heart. It means heart. And when I think about strength and courage, it has to have heart. It comes from the heart, family. Because our mind will talk us out of our blessings. That old monkey mind will talk you out of that blessing. I can't tell you how many days it took me to push the button to do this trip for Peru. My sister in one ear. My other sister, like, she more quiet, but she like, I really don't want you to go by myself. And even my own thoughts. But I tell you, I said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And I pushed that button. It's so easy to miss out on our blessings because of what somebody said in our ear, but more importantly, what you're saying to yourself. That doggone fear. Oh, yeah, but I tell you, that doggone fear will come up. And so it took great courage for Pharaoh. I apologize, for Moses to appear before Pharaoh and ask for freedom, especially when his requests were not being granted. By having to appear before Pharaoh a number of times and speak words of freedom, Moses gained an inner strength. You see, life is not happening until you is happening for you. Each time he went to before the Pharaoh, he gained more courage. Each time he went before the Pharaoh, He gave more courage. I want you to think about that. What pharaohs in your life? What pharaohs in your life have you have not had the courage to face? Let's talk about that. What do you need to face in your life right now? What pharaohs do you when you think about those pharaohs, what are you doing about it to be able to face those pharaohs right now? It took courage. It takes courage. And what's a pharaoh for somebody else may seem easy for others. You see, it took great courage, which he would need later. Not only to get the Hebrews out of bondage, but to keep them out of bondage. You see, when we do the work to overcome a problem and do not succeed, you have not fulfilled. You are merely gaining an inner strength that you might even need for later through something else. You see, through your repeated efforts, which you will need to make your demonstration and to keep it. What am I saying? The strength that Moses gained, the courage that he gained each time he went before the Pharaoh was strength that he was going to need to lead the people into their promised land and to maintain it. See, it's one thing to acquire it, but can we keep it? Come on, fam. You see, if the Hebrews probably been released by the Pharaoh immediately upon their first request for freedom, they probably would not have survived their wilderness experience because they hadn't built that courage muscle, faith muscle. Faith is a muscle, family. Courage is a muscle, family. How many of us activate our courage muscles, our faith muscle? If that freedom does not come immediately from that situation, you have taken a step towards your desired goal, and when you have taken enough steps towards your goal, you will step right into it. Then you will have all the inner strength you need to develop to assist you in maintaining your new good. Come on, God. I remember listening to Kim in one of the concerts. He was saying that God has a divine time. He said at 19 he wanted to be a super record singer. But if God had blessed him at 19, he would not have been able to maintain, because he said he would have probably snorted up or did drugs up all the money. He said it himself now. See, it's often when we have struggled until we feel we cannot go on that our good begins to appear. Meanwhile, our struggles were not wasted. The work was being done in an invisible plane. You see, it's the work that we do to speak freedom of our situation, even in the face of apparent failure, that you come through defeat undefeated. Persistence is the first requirement for getting ourselves out of the lack, limitation, bondage situation. The Hebrews had gone to Egypt to live in order to escape a famine during the era when Joseph was the prime minister. The Egyptians did not object to having the Hebrews there as long as Joseph lived. He had been their savior from starvation, but after his death, the Egyptians resented the Hebrews. They felt the Hebrews were mercenary and were taking food right out of their very mouths. There were even race riots in Egypt in that time. And in order to placate the Egyptians, the Hebrews became common laborers. They were allowed to receive 3 meals a day and to live in the slum areas as long as they worked as slave labor. Pharaoh ordered all male Hebrew children killed, hoping their population would die out. Moses then appeared on the scene to freedom from all the misery. But they were not yet willing to be freed or to leave the scene of their misery. How many of us are addicted? Listen, we got to stop right here. Some of us are addicted to the drama. Yes, some of us are addicted to our drama. I want you to breathe in that thought right there. Some of us are so addicted to the pain, the process. See, some of us don't understand that I'm going how to live without struggle. Yeah. Some people don't know how to live without struggle. They're obsessed with it, loyal to it. They wear it as a badge of honor. Blaming someone else for the way your life is. You see, your projections don't relieve you of your responsibility. Especially, we have to recognize that we are the creator of our life. And if we're not changing, because change is the only way out. And until we change, we keep repeating the same story. Oh, yeah, it's everybody else's fault that we're not where we want to be in our life. It's your life. You've created it. Our misdirected words and energy we spew at those who are not responsible for our life boomerang back to us. And at some point, we have to take ownership. It all begins with us. And so I want to tell you, instead of you prospecting new people to tell your struggle story to, so you can get a fresh wind of sympathy and help, how about changing the narrative? Stop doing whatever it takes to remain comfortable in your lack struggle process. Some of us are so addicted. I want you to stop being addicted to that pain, baby. I had a very close person who was, I would say, addicted to pain. And when I first got laid off from work, and she got laid off too, and every day she would call me and she would have these fear stories that I had to stop talking to him because I was getting on this prayer line saying God is the source of my unlimited supply every day. But I was feeling fear about the idea of not being able to see how I was going to pay my bill. And I decided to not take her phone call anymore. I decided to limit my conversation because I didn't have the strength to have those kind of conversations and move into a place of faith and the belief. So I had to stop talking so much to her because she was only looking at the problem. To be willing to be free, we have to be willing to see ourselves the way God sees us. Oftentimes, we've been like the Hebrews who did not appreciate a Moses when it tried to free us or rescue us. You see, we don't always recognize or welcome the guidance that comes to us, which is trying to free us from bondage. And let me tell you why I say that. We pray to God, we pray to God, we want this, we want that. As soon as we get the answer and it don't look like the way we want it. See, me being led elf was probably, well, no, I know it is. It was an answer to my prayers. Even though I wasn't praying to be laid off, I was praying to use my gifts and my talents. I was praying God use me with my gifts and my talents. But I didn't know that it took me to get laid off for me to, because I loved my job. But to be quite honest, I wouldn't have never quit. I wouldn't have never stopped. And To be quite honest, I really never created the process on my own to build my own faith muscle. It took a lot to build my faith muscle. To be able to move and navigate this planet without having a sense of knowing where my income was going to come from, it took a lot of courage. And so if I had my way, I probably would have went back to bondage. And not to say that a job is a bondage. I'm saying into the idea of a safe process, whether it is to work my faith muscle into an understanding of where I am today. It took courage for me to stay moving in the direction I was being led. God is sure. Because I couldn't see where the money was going to come from to pay the bills I was paying. But let me tell you, I didn't miss a beat. There were 10 plagues connected with Moses' pleas for freedom for his people. Those plagues seemed cruel, but they actually were blessings in disguise. They would have been necessary had the Hebrews been willing to leave Egypt on their own, but they were not. See, those plagues that I had to go through were blessings in disguise because I wouldn't have never left my six-figure job to come try to figure out this new level of thinking. No, I wouldn't have done that. Not on my own. So being laid off was a blessing, but I couldn't see it in the beginning. See, the reason that it was safer to endure slavery in Egypt than to face the unknown on their own, it took those harassing plagues to force the Hebrews to let go and get out of an old situation which they had outgrown. To get out at any cost, they had bound themselves to something that had run its course in their growth, something which they needed freedom. When you want freedom from bondage, you must first be willing to let that bondage go. This sounds very simple. When you want freedom from bondage, you must first be willing to let that bondage go. And as long as you're willing to continue living with that limitation, you will have to simply because you have not released it. But when an experience has run its course in your life and you still continue to bow down to it, that limitation hardens its heart toward you. And things begin to get worse to force you to let go. Things may get all stirred up when you begin to speak words of freedom. That freedom is here. Don't be afraid. This is the time to give thanks and rejoice in the freedom. Up until the ninth plague, Pharaoh tried to compromise with Moses. He said he would allow the children of Israel to go out into the wilderness and sacrifice to their God, but they must return to Egypt. Moses refused to compromise, and it was through the ninth plague he said no. The number nine symbolizes the finishing of an old cycle and the beginning of a new one. When you speak words of freedom to a problem, you will be tested. Always there will be the possibility of compromise. If you accept that compromise, you will remain in bondage like Moses. You may have to say no many times. And when you refuse to settle for a compromise, then complete freedom comes. With the 10th and last plague, Pharaoh not only released the Hebrews, he wanted them to leave. You see, in the 10th plague, one of his own children had died. And at the point, the Hebrews could not have stopped their freedom, even if they wanted to. They could not have stayed in Egypt, even if they wanted to. They were literally pushed out of bondage by the very force that had previously bound them. You see, the very thing for which they wanted freedom from suddenly wanted freedom from them. Even though the Hebrews were suddenly under great pressure to leave Egypt, they did not do so until they first did something very significant. They celebrated answered prayer. It's called a prosperity festival. It was an observance in recognition of God's help and blessing. And it was called the Passover, which was an ancient festival associated with the offering of a portion of the flocks and crops, a prosperity festival. And with thanksgiving, they gave thanks for answered prayer. How many of us celebrate answered prayer before we can see it? That's a significant thing I want us to think about. A very important point. They celebrated answered prayer before they even seen the physical manifestation of that. You see, with thanksgiving, that their prayers for release was from bondage had been answered, and that freedom was on its way, they quietly feasted. They offered gifts of their finest cattle and sacrifices and thank offers in appreciation of answers. Even though they needed to leave quickly, they did not do so until they had put God first, asking God for divine guidance and protection. And throughout their history, where the Hebrews remembered to do this, all their needs were met. What if I had got laid off and had a different mindset? What if I had gave a new up-leveling party, giving thanks to God for my new life, even though I couldn't see it? Wonder what had been, that would have been a different spin on the situation. Wonder how life would have moved then. What if I had gave thanks before I even saw what God had for me? Once they did their prayers and celebration of their answered life, then they left quickly and uneventfully amid the darkness, yet they left rejoicing because they knew that the number 10 was the number of light as well as the number of increase. Let's say that again. They left quickly in the darkness, yet they left rejoicing. You often get your freedom from bondage when things are darkest in your life. The mystics knew that after the dark night of the soul comes answered prayer. It is darkness just before the dawn of new good. And when your freedom comes, it can come so quickly that it's breathtaking. Accepted on its own terms quickly and non-resistantly, whether it comes in the way you had in mind or not, you are past the point of no return. Although the Hebrews left Egypt rejoicing, soon they were in that doubting state of mind again. How easy is it to go get back into that familiar state of mind? The Egyptians followed them. The Egyptians followed them. And when they realized this, they forgot all about their freedom Moses had just obtained for them. Instead, they severely criticized him, saying, "Would it have not been better, Moses, if we served the Egyptians than for us to die in the wilderness?" Think about that. They were complaining to Moses. "Moses, would it not have been better that we served the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness?" They upset and mad at Moses. Have you ever gained freedom from a problem only to have it flare up again? And then you get back into doubt, criticism, and condemnation. After you get out of bondage, you may be tested just as the Egyptians tried to overtake the Hebrews. So an old condition may often try to overtake you again. But you got to keep your thinking straight and do the fearless thing. This will strengthen your new good and make you secure, and you can do this. We can maintain our good. When the Hebrews saw the Egyptians following them, they became very critical of Moses. But Moses would have none of their criticism. In Exodus 14, 13, and 14, "Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you this day. The Egyptians whom you have seen this day, ye shall see no more. Forever Jehovah will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Fear not, stand still. That means get quiet and stay quiet about the problem. to see the salvation of the Lord. In your quietness, believing and declare complete deliverance. God is all there is. God is my complete deliverance. If you dare to stand firm at this point by quietly believing in and accepting your new good, the new problems that tried to flare up will suddenly be gone forever. We got to hold our peace. Old problems that have lost their grip on us die hard, but fade away they will if we refuse to get upset and excited when they try to reappear in our lives. Say, no, I will not accept you. When the Hebrews got to the Red Sea, Moses lifted up his rod, stretched forth his hand over the sea. He knew it was going to divide as his followers did the Philistine and walked into the sea upon his instruction. They passed through the sea effortlessly on dry land. The waters which had parted before them, then united behind them, the Egyptians pursuing them were all drowned. When challenges confront us, don't try to avoid them. Instead of getting excited about them, get very quiet. Do the fearless thing. Stretch forth some new ideas of good over the uncertain situation. Speak your words of good until you feel that good stretching over the entire situation, covering it like a cloak. The challenge will then divide and begin to open up to you. You will pass through it divinely protected to your new good. Nothing happened. The Red Sea did not part until the Hebrews did something fearless. So I want you to think about this. Think about the sea did not part until the Hebrews got in the water first. I want you to think about that. They had to get in the water first. Nothing happened. The Red Sea did not part until the Hebrews did something fearless. They were not allowed merely to look at it from a distance and hopefully wait for it to part, thinking that when it did, then they would go through it to dry land. At Moses' command, they went forward right into the sea. They had to walk up to it and do the fearless thing. We can always cross our Red Sea unharmed by doing the fearless thing. When you walk up to it, lift up your thinking about it, stress for some idea of good over it. Then your challenges will begin to part, diminish, and fade away. Sometimes the most fearless thing we can do is to speak good words over the face of opposing appearances. Maybe you're trying to cross a Red Sea of financial difficulty. Or maybe you're trying to cross a Red Sea of health. If so, do something fearless. Face the financial challenge by saying, you do not scare me. Then stretch forth your thinking over the situation by declaring, divine substance cannot be with me right now. Divine substance is the one and only reality in this situation. Knowing this, I have faith that my every need is now met. And in some way, divine substance will come to your rescue. If we do not do the fearless thing at this point, we will just be standing looking at our Red Sea of difficulties. Indefinitely and fearfully. This holds difficulties in your life. Do something fearless today. After crossing the Red Sea, the Hebrews did something that many people forget to do when their problems have been solved. You see, they sang praises to God, acknowledging God's help had been given. It was a song of deliverance. Exodus 15:1-2, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. I will praise him. There's always a way out of bondage. Through the use of praise and thanksgiving, by giving thanks for your safe Red Sea crossing, you seal your good and you make it permanent. I will sing unto Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength, and my song has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. Praise him, saints. Praise him this morning. That's my message. Praise him. Praise him. Would you praise him today? Thank God even though you don't see a way. Would you give thanks even though you don't see a way? Praise him, God. Praise him, Lord. Praise the Most High God today, even if we don't see a way. That's the part. It takes complete faith. It takes complete faith, family. Courage. It courages of the heart. Courage is of the heart. Come, Holy Spirit. I want you to think about as you move through your situations and whatever's happening in your life today, there's nothing like the power of God. The power of God. I tell you, family, sometimes I wish people could be in my body seeing the things I've gone through and see the things I've overcome. I'm not telling you something that I read in a book. I give you examples of things that I read in a book sometimes, the Bible, but I'm telling you, these things work. Dr. Johnny Coleman said it only works if you work it. I tell you it worked because I worked it. Family, you can't give up. Words of faith this morning. And so as I move into the more part of my day, I just want to thank you right here. Because days when I wanted to give up, days when I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired, I get on this line and get inspired and just say, thank you, God. I don't know how, but thank you, God. I don't know why, but I thank you, God. And whatever this situation is bringing to me, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Sometimes I get to just walk through this house and just thank God. Tears flowing from my eyes. Thank you, God. But I tell you, God is amazing. God is amazing. And so today, as I remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God, remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to dream. But not just dream. Live your God-sized dream. It's been another episode of the Love Journey. As I remind you, I will be leaving for Peru on Saturday. There will be spiritual maintenance next week. There will be no Love Journey call next week. But I'm super excited to get back. And you'll be one of the first people that I share my story with. So know that I love you, family. Love you with the love of God. This is Byron Cage. I will bless the Lord. Let's praise him today, even though we can't see it. Let's praise his name, even
it's
though we can't see
praise,
it.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Padam. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on. Here we go. Magnify
the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, clap your hands.
Clap your hands, rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go. I will
bless the Lord.
Sing it to him. Say bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord at all times.
Come on, if you're going to do it.
I will bless the Lord.
My life has been an example of God's blessing. God's blessing. I just thank him right now. Praise him, family, even if you can't see how, even if you don't know how, praise him anyway. Praise him, family, because God has done great things. Have a phenomenal day.